York Zoo is celebrating the unexpected appearance of a baby gorilla born to 40-year-old female Shinda, who for long years was unable to have young. Overnight, Shinda and her baby have gained celebrity status, drawing hundreds of visitors to the gorilla pavilion. I went along to see the latest addition to the gorilla troupe and asked curator Vita Lukash how it all came about.
We didn't know that Shinda is pregnant, so it was really very surprising for us, because usually we know about our pregnancy in gorilla group, so it was really surprising. And it's because of she had a lot of problems with her cycle and to be pregnant, because of a contraception implant about 10 years ago. We tried to find this implant, but it wasn't successful. So we did everything possible, a lot of examinations, but it was unsuccessful. So after a couple of years of intense, when she was losing her baby or didn't came pregnant, we almost lose the hope that she will be pregnant, but finally she surprised us, so it's incredible. It's very good, not only for us, but first place for her, because she really wanted to be mother. We saw it on her every time we had some baby here in the group. She was very sad, that so it's really good for her.
How old is she? She has not had young so far. How old is she?
It's her first baby, and she's 24, will be 25 in June of this year. So it's not normal that gorilla female has baby at this age, the first baby. But it's not exception too, because, for example, our oldest gorilla, she's now 44, had first delivery at 40. So it's possible to have baby at this age, but it's not common, because usually gorillas start 8, 9 years old. So 24, it's not normal, but it's not problem too.
Does that mean she can have more babies in the future then?
Yeah, of course, because gorillas in human care have babies till 40, 45, so we hope she can have maybe 4 babies more. So
what happened last weekend? It must have been a big surprise. How did you know she had started giving birth? Does the rest of the troop behave differently, or how could you tell?
No, she behaved differently. We saw that she started with her delivery in the exhibition. So we closed them all, like every day, behind the scene, for feed them and clean the exposition. But this time we let them inside, behind the scene, just for have the possibility to separate her from the group in case of some problem during the delivery. And from that moment, we started observe her, me and all keepers. We watch her all time, how many contractions, how long is the interval between the contraction.
Could you get close to her?
No, it was just behind the cage and behind the bars. But we saw her from several meters, 2-4 meters. And she was delivering in front of us more or less 5 hours. It started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and she gave birth at 12:48, I think. So it was a long time for us, waiting if there will be some problem, because we know that she lost babies before. So it was incredible to see a healthy baby, so very nice for us.
She's lying in front of us now and hugging the baby. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
We think it's a boy, but we are not sure yet, because we saw it only in camera. We need her help, because it depends how she moves the baby when we are feeding her. So it's question maybe of hours, maybe of days, but we will know it with sure very, very soon, I think.
You don't want to come close and interfere right now?
Inside exposition, it's impossible. It's breeding without contact. It's only through the bars. So we will see her during the feeding from 1 meter or less, but she must move the baby to correct position for us to see it.
And is she taking care of it well?
Yeah, absolutely. She's like a very experienced mother. It's her first baby, but she saw 5 deliveries here before. And also she's helping to breed another babies in the group, because they work together like a team. So if mother, for example, is tired or wants to go to drink, for example, she put the baby to another female and she take care. So from the first second, she perfectly knew how to take it, how to clean it, how to give it milk. So it was absolutely perfect from the first moment.
And what about the baby's name?
It's too soon to say it now, because first we must be sure about the sex of the baby. And the second is that I don't know if it will be public searching of the name, so it's too soon. But for us, the most important thing is that the baby and mother are fine, and the name, it's last thing we are thinking now.
How many babies have you had here? Have you bred? Is it difficult for them to breed in captivity? How many gorilla babies has Prague Zoo had?
This one is number 6. I don't think it's so difficult to breed gorillas in human care. Of course, the breeding, it's not so easy, because of space you need, temperature you need to put together animals that will make harmony group. But if you have good group that it's working like in nature, it means one silverback male who is leading the group, breeding females. So then it's question just of time that you will have babies. So if you have health animals, it's not so difficult. But in case of Shinda, which had a lot of problems, hormonal problems, it's really very special moment, because she was waiting more than 10 years for her baby. So we are very happy for.
And so who is the father?
Father,
there must be one male here in this group.
Yeah. Father is Richard. It's father of all our babies. And when Shinda tried to show him the baby, he was going away like, oh, it's not my baby. But it's normal, because he's just taking care about the group, watching that everything is okay. But he saw the baby, he watched the baby, that it's okay and fine. And he's very good father. He's playing with our babies, so not with so young, but with our babies. We have two males more here. One is 3 years old, and another one is 6 years old. So he's playing almost every day with them. So I think he will play with him very soon.
So eventually, the whole group takes care of the baby together.
Yeah, usually male is just taking care of safety of the group. And females are really taking care about babies. But when the babies are a little bit bigger, male is playing with them too. So it's really a very compact group.
I heard that you think that this baby will be a boy, but you would have preferred a baby girl. Why is that?
Yeah, it's very easy to explain, because you know that gorillas live in a harem composition, social composition. It means one male and several females. But they are born like all animals, 50-50, males and females. So you have 10 males, 10 females, but you can do only group with one male and, for example, 4 females. So always you have surplus of males. And if males are not genetically very good material, good ranking in the European population, they will finish in some bachelor male group. So it's not easy to look for a new facilities for them, because not all zoos can or want to have male groups, because it's more difficult than the natural composition of the group, because they are fighting more. It's difficult.
So a male baby would have to go away. A female could stay.
No. They must go away, both of them, because of course we want to breed the female. So it's not possible to breed her with her proper father. So both will leave the zoo, but in both cases, it's in future, not now. It's question about 6 or 10, 8 years, more or less, depending on how it will be integrated. In case of the males, depends how father will accept him inside the group when the male is growing so fast and trying to be the chief here. He will kick him out of the group. So it's not so easy. And female, of course, we can put her contraception in case if we don't want to let her pregnant. with her father. But finally, of course, we will put her, depending on the conversation with EEP, Endangered European Species Program, which we are members for gorillas, because there is a special group of specialists which they study genetic situation of the population in Europe. And in discussion with them, we will say, okay, this male or female will go to this group, to this zoo. But it's question of 6 years at least. So.
Shinda looks incredibly content with a baby. Has this changed her position in the troop, her importance?
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so, because for long years she was a leader of the group between females. She was leader not only between females, but in all group, because our silverback male is so conservative and very scared when everything happened here. He's running away, but she was the leader of the group. But more or less 2 years ago, Kijivu and Kamba, another two females, cut her in hierarchy, and now she is the third in the group, and she was going very down, very sad, because always she was the boss, and now she was the third. But from the delivery, we see in her eyes how she's enjoying the situation. He's really happy, and we see the position is going better in this moment, only 4 days after the delivery. Because, for example, during the feeding, she's going first. She sit there and just watch another female. And she knows perfectly that she's protected because of her baby, so... we are very happy, not only for her, but for us too, because she helped us very well when she was leader of the group. So we are hoping that it will be again.
There are a lot of people here today. How has the public responded to this unexpected birth?
Very well. We wanted to show gorillas to people, because for gorillas it's a natural process every day to see people. So there are only two or three personnel of the zoo here, taking care that people cannot take picture with flash and trying to do anything noising here. So we are just taking care. We are ready to close the gorilla house in case of some problems. But you can see Shinda, she is very close to the glass and watching the people without any problem. And when she's a little bit nervous, she can go behind some rock or some trunk, and she's perfect. So there are a lot of people, of course, very interesting in our baby, especially in this moment, because it's really a very surprising baby.